Hey, Her Grace Khusha Devi Dasi, who's going to talk about EMF, the electromagnetic frequencies, and how it is it's affecting us, the pollution caused by it, namely on the cell phones. And there's a lot that she's going to talk, so please hear attentively to what she has to say. And let's express our love and gratitude and welcome all the Khusha Devi and all other Prabhupada disciples by loudly chanting Hari Bol thrice. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! And here is Khusha Devi Das.
Hari Bol. Now, when Aditya Mataji told me that Radhakund was here, I had to share what I had learned, because many years back I went to war with the township of Cinnaminson regarding cell phone towers and lost. But I did a lot of research. So I just wanted to start out by saying that that the Bhagavatam really discusses everything. The first thing, you know, I thought of was the third canto, and it talks about the atom and the calculation of time. I think that's on one of the flip pages there. I just paraphrased it because that's what I do when it comes to the verses. It's 3.11.1. The atom is the material manifestation's ultimate particle, indivisible and invisible, existing even after the dissolution of all forms. So the atom, we're really talking about energy on an atomic level when we're talking about electromagnetic frequencies. And all of life and all of the in this world, the energy is everywhere and all around us. So many different types of frequencies and energies. So the atomic energy, if we have to understand a little bit about it, in this material world, Bhagavatam really goes in pretty deeply to how the atom is really the particle that, it's a particle by which time is calculated. In the Bhagavatam it states that, and this is 3.11.2, when atoms stay in their own forms without forming different bodies, they are called unlimited oneness. That's pretty interesting, unlimited oneness. And you can understand why these scientists who are so devotedly studying atoms, they're completely dedicated to this unlimited oneness, totally sahaja, total impersonalist. They've completely not seen the personality of Godhead in the science. So this is an interesting point. That, and it also says here, it says here, and this is 3.11.4, atomic time is calculated by the space the atom takes up. So time is shown to be calculated using the equation atom in space equals time. So that atoms exist even after the dissolution of all forms. It's also interesting, very interesting bit of information. So the atom seems to be a character worth studying a tad, just to understand energy. So I made a small diagram of a hydrogen atom. The atom is basically made up of three components. Basically, they've broken it down a little smaller. But there's a proton, which is positively charged. And the proton itself, there's a certain number of protons in each particular type of atom. And then there's also neutrons. Neutrons are neutrally charged. They're bigger than the protons. They're in the nucleus of the atom. Could you just turn that off? Actually, we're going to need it because there's one exercise I wanted to show you, how to block the cell phone rays. So we're going to use some phones to demonstrate that, you know, after we get through with our little tiny science lesson. Because this is really about, this lecture really is about satsang. It's really about satsang, the most important thing for devotional service. It's really about eliminating dusang and things that are bad for our devotion, bad associations, bad energies from our life. That's the real bottom line about what this, what we're discussing, is what is favorable for devotional service. And just the other day, I was up on top of Srila Prabhupada's samadhi for some maintenance issues, and I was on the roof, and I faced to face that large cell phone tower that we have just across the street from the samadhi, and I took some photos because I was like with my telephone. So it was ironic. I took cell phone tower photos with the cell phone. But anyway, we're utilizing all these things in Krishna's service. So the proton, there's a right up here I have what we call the periodic table of elements, and there's 118 elements. They're the building blocks of creation, and the scientists have been studying how to organize these atoms and these, you know, these elements in this way, that way, and these kinds of combinations. And they've done it in a pretty scientific way. The proton gives the atomic number of whatever it is on that periodic table. The proton is a very important, positively charged, very yang. It identifies what kind of atom it is, or that it'll combine into molecules to create certain types of atoms, certain types of molecules. So the electron is, it rotates around in an orbit around the nucleus. It's so much like a solar system. And that electron is negatively charged. And electricity is named after the electron, because electricity is really just the moving of electrons in a particular pattern towards its being utilized or consumed. So an atom has to break free or let go of a few electrons. Okay, now, what is this, why is this important? Because when an atom is positively charged, it becomes what we call a positive ionic charge. The positive ionic charge, that means there's more protons than electrons. The positive charge is very unhealthy because it needs to feed on something. And that's what cell phone towers generate. They generate electromagnetic frequencies in abundance that have a lot of these positive ionic charges. So one of the things that we have to do is there's many things we can do. We can shield ourselves from them. We can ground ourselves to protect ourselves from them, and we can also dissipate them. We can split them, and that means polarize them into positive and negative. Because Srila Prabhupada's taught us in Bhagavatam about this whole, the duplicity of nature. It's based on, well, there's three modes, you know, so there's, obviously there's the positive, negative, and neutral. Positive, negative, and neutral. So positive and negative, it's like positive is yang and the negative is yin. But the positive is the Ishwara. It's out controlling and it's gathering. It's like a hunter-gatherer, you know, and it feeds on life. And the negative is recessive, and it gives. It gives. It's yin. It's feminine, and it gives energy. And that this is what we need to surround ourselves with, more negative ionic charges. Where are these negative ionic charges found? They're found in nature. They're found after lightning storms. They're found by waterfalls. They're found by where water is moving. There are so many places in nature that are natural negative ionic generators. They're so healthy that can change your mood in a minute. They say in cities there's so many more positive ionic charges because they've consumed all the negative charges. So one of the there's many things that you can do with just simple household items to protect yourself. Like in my house, you know, from the time I was pretty young, I was sleeping under a pyramid, or I had pyramids in my space. For a couple of years, I slept directly under a pyramid. Sacred geometry is an amazing thing. You know, yantras. The ancients knew the art of protecting living beings and society through sacred geometry and yantras, like the Lakshmi yantra, the Ganesh yantras. These kinds of sacred geometries are very protective. Having copper plates up on your doors, they actually are shielding, and they bring the favorable energy in. They actually electronically, they're practical. They're not only shields, but they are they split the energy so that the good energy, the negative ions, come towards you when you put them at your doors. This ancient seers knew the art of mantra and yantra. The things that were sacred, like the holy basil and amla, you know, all the holy plants, neem, they're all considered today, they're called adaptogens. They're the healthiest plants on earth. So the ancient seers knew what was good for us and what was bad. And so they held sacred these things that were favorable for human life. And it, you know, nowadays people say, like gross materialists will say, oh, hocus pocus, this is not, you're just imagining things. But they're also developing machines that can literally test negative ions to see if, you know, and there's even some cameras that can actually photograph them. So we, you know, in my house I have certain things, you know, that pyramids and yantras, you know, in the Vastu Shastra, and there's the marma points of the house. There's different yantras all in the different directions. And this is all written about in the Vedas. So some years back, I was going to Rosemont College and I was taking a wellness class, and there was a 90-year-old homeopathic physician that taught us some interesting techniques to protect ourselves from EMFs. And just the other day, there was a girl who has her second round of cancer, and she was going to purchase a EMF protector to the tune of 4,000 rupees. And I said, oh, I can make you one really cheap, you know. You don't have to spend 4,000 rupees, and you can make more than one. So I had a small class at home of how to make these splitters. And I've made a couple for you all here today to see. And I've made a handout for you so you can have directions how to do it. And you only need a ruler, some wire, some cutters, and well, I use some jeweler pliers to get it started. The best wire is really 18 gauge. It's sprinkler, underground sprinkler wire. It's a heavier wire. We don't have that here today. We're just working on learning how to locate some of these things. Sometimes in Vrindavan, it's not the easiest thing to do. But we basically coil the wire, and it's the directions are really important. Like right now, I'm looking at it in so that the positive ions are coming towards me and the negative, healthy, beneficial ions are coming towards you. Because there's an awful lot of you, I wouldn't want to hurt you. So it's all it is you make these simple coils like this. Like Tesla, I remember when I was a young girl, and in science class we were given a little exercise in making an electromagnet, and we just coiled copper wire around a steel nail and attached it to the battery. So that it became a magnet. And there was a south pole and a north pole, positive and negative. That's the difference between magnetism and electricity is electricity can be one, it can be positive or negative, but magnetism has to have both because it's a closed circuit. It goes in a circular direction. There's positive and negative, or north and south. And with electricity, it's going in one direction. So that's why electricity has a lot more harmful effects, you know. So this is a device it's an EMF protector that literally splits the energy into positive, which is unhealthy, the positive charge. And because it needs to have a negative, because the negative is the electron. The electron is the active principle in an atom. It's like rotating. It's so quickly rotating around the nucleus. So the electron is super energized, and it's always in motion. And the proton and the neutron are more stable. Actually, if you remember in the old days, they had the neutron bomb. You know, an unstable neutron is very dangerous, actually. Even it's neutral, it was not a good, you know, when they started splitting the atom, it's not supposed to be split. You know, this is really unhealthy. So on a real atomic level, we're looking at what is good for us and what is bad. So some of the other things they recommend doing is putting up aluminum foil to shield. If that was one thing I wanted to do, can you call my cell phone? Let's put it in. I wanted to put it in some aluminum foil so you can see how it won't receive the call. She's calling the number to see if the cell phone will pick up the call. They have made now, you can spend thousands of dollars on fancy devices called Faraday cages, and there's Faraday cloth, and there's all this really expensive stuff you can buy. Or you can buy a roll of aluminum foil. We sort of like aluminum foil, it's really inexpensive. I put it on the back of most of my pictures. You don't see it in my house. You know, I have it on the back of, like I have an inverter with batteries and I have it lining that area so no radiations are, you know, the are coming off of it. So magnetic things are, it does transfer magnetic energy, but not the electrical. And so, yeah, so the message she's getting is, I can't be reached right now. So we're just going to take it out of this so you can see that it will work. I'll try to call it again. So cheap. Who knew? Can you give her the? There's several ways. We're going to shield, ground, and split. Those are the three ways. Oh, let's see our flip chart. I'm sort of forgetting where we're at. I organized my talk, but I disorganized it when I did it.
Like for instance, when you're walking down the street.
Okay, it just got it. The call just came. I think you just hung up when you were doing that. Receive calls now. Okay, so I just wanted to show you for about the, maybe, is there any tape we can stick it up? Yeah. So shielding, we can't, I mean, I shielded the inside of the closet. You know, I just taped a bunch of them together. Underneath my bed, I put aluminum foil. I put it on the back of my desk, my bureau, different things. Like, you know, I just don't want my house covered with aluminum foil. I'm really sort of picky that way. But I do have it on the back of a lot of things. So, and even on some of those things, I also, on the back of my pictures, I have these splitting devices. And when I do have that, I have aluminum foil up to them, but not touching them. Because I want, this is another way, it's splitting, it's giving the negative ions towards the humans and the positive, returning to sender, to these cell phone towers, their negative positive ions. So the other thing is grounding. Yes, if somebody wants to hand these out, I have like, really prepared. There's two handouts here. One is the actual how to make the devices, and the other is... Oh, the other thing that I wanted to tell you about, if also alkaline foods are full of negative ions. Alkaline foods. You know, again, energetically, this is about satsang. This is about choosing that which is healthful, that which is favorable for devotional service. And if you just look at all of the energy around us, it all makes perfect sense that there's a relationship. Alkaline foods are healthful. The acidic foods, fried foods, you know, things like dreadful meats and stuff, so acidic, coffees, the things that Prabhupada told us not to eat and take, those are all dosang, and they all create positive ions, and they feed on us. They literally, like, they're like demons, practically. And it's like that which is giving and energizing and makes you happy and healthy is satsang. It's good energy. And so the alkaline foods, like your many vegetables and fruits, except for, I think, blueberries, which really surprised me. I like blueberries, but it's acidic, it's not alkaline. I saw this really cute thing on the internet. I'm just going to read it because it's silly and I wouldn't be able to paraphrase it properly. It's too silly. It's a summary of the atom. It's saying when The atom is positively charged, meaning more protons than electrons. It becomes dangerous to the health of humans and animals. When an atom is negatively charged, meaning more electrons than protons, it becomes healthy. Summary. The positive ions must complete or balance themselves by collecting negative ions. That's how they feed. They must balance themselves, so they're feeding. The electrons are, even though they're negative, they're in a flowing motion. And as long as there are plenty of negative ions in nature around, they will feed on nature to complete themselves. When it does not have the negative ions around in nature, it will go to the next best thing and literally etch away at your bodies, causing even more imbalance. Mental, physical, emotional, it takes its toll. In a nutshell, the influx of electronics are creating a deficit in negative ions, and they are denying and stuffing our emotions and eating food lacking in nature and not having our feet and bodies connected to nature. They say even walking on the ground in the morning, on the dew, and that's a way of grounding out a lot of the busily fizzy energy in our body, is walking on grass in the dewy morning. Grounding is also another very important way to discharge energy into the Mother Earth, because she's a huge magnet that pulses at 7.8 hertz, which is a very healthy magnetic flow. The Vedas even talk about the lodestone, which gives, it's a natural magnet. So basically it's saying it all boils down to having an imbalance of too much positive left brain, positive ions, male energy, and not enough right brain, negative mother energy with emotions. That energy is not nourishing, it's out of balance and it's wreaking havoc. So many of our solutions could be as simple as becoming if we're generating lots of negative ions, the positive ions have something to feed on, not us. They can feed on the negative ions that we're generating. Like even there's things like tourmaline, just having tourmaline or different crystals around, that they are also generators. The beautiful natural things, they have this kind of value. Flowing water, having like little waterfalls or fountains. Wherever there's stagnation and no motion, this is where nasty anaerobic illness starts festering. So action and, like even stale air can be very bad for your health. Stale water, stagnant water, it becomes really nasty. So the electrons are creating all this very lively energy, lively negative energy. So they're saying even go out in nature. The other thing is these Himalayan salt lamps generate negative ions in a real natural way. You can get them here, obviously, Himalayan salt lamps. One of the handouts have all a bunch of different kinds of ways to put yourself in negative ionic environments naturally, easily. It's not like we have to go out. You can make one. I do have a, because in our office we have a negative ionic generator that I brought from the house. And because we have a lot of air pollutants too, I do have a negative ionic generator that I sleep next to. And it's actually, it pulls pollution out of the air. You can see right around right around where I have the air purifier, soot comes. It literally makes the contaminants come down, like it washes the air. So then you have to wash the area, but at least you're not breathing them. So the thing about EMFs that's really tough too is when you sleep close to them, because it's electromagnetic, it's actually FM, FM is frequency modulation, which is a microwave energy. That was one of the things that really surprised me when I was fighting the township, to find out that it was literally, we were being microwaved. And one of the things that have been seen is they have infrared cameras from satellites, and those infrared cameras are taking photographs from way above the earth, and they're finding, they literally cataloged all the airports where they have these big cell phone towers, because they're doing air traffic control. And right around those towers, there's huge amounts of heat coming off of them. So besides, you know, so many frequencies, there's a lot of heat. You know, that's, and that you can see with infrared technology. You can literally, they're now measuring these things. So, the grounding part, you can, there's different ways you can ground, like simply walking in the grass on the dewy mornings. They even say it's really good for eyesight. You know, if you think about it, it says in Bhagavad Gita about sunshine, light, that's actually which is, it's in charge of the of vision. And that's probably one of our biggest generators of electric is the sun. I mean, I've got a solar set up at my house generating my electricity for my house. So, and that's giving, that's giving the ability to see. So, that they also say there's a huge effect on a person's mood. I remember when they first understood about this negative ionic technology, I went into the Life membership office in Los Angeles. I was I lived in New York at the time, which was something because I was born and raised in Hawaii, so I never thought I would ever move to Los Angeles, which was the pollution capital of the world. But there I did, you know, from an island paradise to the pollution capital of the world. And I went into the Life membership office, and they had a negative ionizer, and I could really feel it. I could feel that energy. It was put me in a positive state of my mood changed. So they're actually finding in mental institutions and places that, you know, hospitals, that it's really good for healing. They did some, you know how they do experiments on rats. Well, nowadays they're doing experiments on us. You know, it's like animal testing. We fought tooth and nail against it, and now they're not. They're just doing it on us. This is, we're big laboratory rats at the moment. The other thing is you can charge your water with these devices. If you put this on your water tank with the clockwise side facing the water, it'll charge, like a device like this, within 6 seconds, it'll charge a gallon of water filled with negative ions. So you can go up to your water tank and tape some of these on your water tank, and the charge stays, it stays overnight. And if you keep this on, I mean, I have a little coaster at the office and at work, I put my water on it. And I have a lot of things. I put my water on a magnet. Water is molecularly amazing because it is so easily influenced. That Dr. Higa's done a lot of studies. He had atomic microscope, and if you said scary words around water, it changed into these very frightening patterns. And when you said beautiful things around it, it became lovely. The actual configuration of the molecules were beautiful, like snowflakes. And if you think about our body is 90 some odd percent water. So if we're chanting and we're exposing ourselves to good things, then we're exposing our life to that which is healthful and favorable for devotional service. So if we're glorifying Krishna and thinking of how wonderful he is, even today I was reading this one part in third canto, in the 11th chapter, just reading about Sankarshad breathing flames. And it still, even though it was a disillusion of creation, it was so awesome, you know, for the devotee to hear. It's like to hear about the devastation takes place due to the fire emanating from the mouth of Sankarshan, and thus great sages like Bhrigu and other inhabitants of Maharloka transport themselves to Janaloka, being distressed by the warmth of the blazing fire which raises through the three worlds below. Then the cosmos fills up with water, completely fills up. And the Lord says, in the beginning of the devastation of all the sea overflow and hurricane winds blow very violently. Thus the waves of the seas become ferocious, and in no time at all the three worlds are full of water. Thus the process... Oh, wait. The Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, lies down in the water on the seat of Ananta with his eyes closed, and the inhabitants of Janaloka planets offer their glorious prayers unto the Lord with folded hands. Now this is the devastation, but it sounds so wonderful. And when you think about the disastrous, what we've done to the material world, you know, just the Earth planet in 10 years, how we've trashed out our planet, it's gonna take something like this to clean it up. I mean, Krishna's gonna have to come along and shake it up and just get it all back down to an atomic level again, because we've just created such a mess of things, you know? So when I look at this, I think, oh, the Lord is so wonderful. And this is just a partial pralaya. So in even Uttarakhand, you know, we saw that was scheduled because of the eclipse that was seen last April 25th. It was really a purging, because when we went and did Char Dham, we saw, wow, up at Yamunotri there was trash everywhere. Right at the mouth of the glacier there was plastic bottles and trash, and we were saddened. You know, the puja supplies, it's like indiscriminate kinds of just trashing things out. So the bowels of the earth had to come forward. The glaciers had to explode. Something big had to happen to clean up the mess that we've made. And so it's a beautiful thing in many ways. Even though 26,000 people died, still it's, you know, if we could be more conscious, Prabhupada said 2% of the population, if 2% of the population were Krishna conscious, just 2, we could push back this Kali Yuga. But instead we have industrialization and all these gigantic impersonalist scientific contraptions, which we get to use in Krishna's service. It's wonderful. But we have to be able to give them up in a heartbeat, in a red second, just be amazed at how Krishna, cleans up after us. That's really what he's doing. So, are there any questions? Okay, let's see. This is the salt. Okay, salt is a therapy. It's an inch, and then indoor waterfalls. Mandri, I wanted to tell you about that, because you got a gift of an indoor waterfall. It creates negative ions. It's so favorable. Yes.
Okay, so I've got this video that was given to me about the powers of water. And the power of water and what can be done as far as what she was speaking about concerning water. And there was this one in the dark ages, there was this one priest who was accused of being a witch, and they threw him in a hole in the ground, and they gave him a piece of bread and dirty, filthy water to drink. And a month later, he was fine. There was nothing wrong with him. So they asked him what he did, you know, how he could have lived through the water alone. And he said he worshiped the water. That by worshiping the water, it purified it and gave him life. You know, and here we live in Vrindavan where our water comes really from the Yamuna. So it's easy for us to praise this water. And I've been praising my water ever since I seen that. You know, because it puts it full of the negative eons that you're speaking of. Mm-hmm. And it's a simple thing, and it keeps the water healthy.
Yes.
You can say Shri Vishnu, Shri
Vishnu. Oh. Here's another one of the devices encased in paper. Oh, I have one here. And I put a happy face, just a little smiley face on the paper side that has the positive ions, or you know, the healthful negative ions coming towards me, and I just put it, slip it in. You can put it one in your pocket, and it's just a simple thing. People put them in their hats. They have, but when you do it, if you do that, the terminating ends. Here's an open one. The terminating end shouldn't face. Oh, this is where. Now this is a clockwise spiral, and this would be the terminating end. If you had another one, just make leave 2 inches between devices, and make sure this end is not going towards the one that it's next to. They shouldn't be either, you know, going, this should not be on this side. It could be either here or here. And there should be at least 2 inches between. If they're touching, they cancel each other out. And there's got to be a quarter of an inch in between, just a 1/4 inch in between the spirals. People put them in money belts. You can buy money belts down at the down at Loy Bazaar. You know, you just have like your little. You could put a few of them in. That's counterclockwise. So you've got to make sure the direction's right. But make sure there's 2 inches here, 2 inches here. You could possibly put a couple of them in a money belt, you know, in a hat. You could put some smaller ones. They even say that when you go up in an airplane, you get as much radiation as an X-ray. And sometimes they recommend putting aluminum foil in a hat. These are shields. Now, one of the things that I've come to discover is that there's not a lot of buildings here that are grounded. In America, in the old days, they didn't believe in grounding either. And it's now, grounding means, like if you look at a plug, you'll see a plug has, like the computer plug, It'll have one short one, one longer one, and one like that on the computer plugs. This one here is positive. That's the little tiny one is the, it's live. This one is it's receiving, you know, it's coming around to it, and this is the ground. Ground now has become an important thing. And it wasn't in the old days in the United States, and it's becoming important here. Here they call it earthing. And earthing is important, like I was just talking to Uddhava Bandhu yesterday, and his whole workstation area, which is full of all kinds of electronic wizardry there, everything must be grounded because there's so much of it. The static electricity would be jumping onto, he'd be getting shocked constantly. So grounding, what it is all the wires that are electrically wired into a building, they go into a conduit that's submerged into the earth, because Mother Earth is, she will transmute all that negative energy. She's pulsing at her own magnetic pulse. All of life is pulsing. And her earthy pulse is very healthful. I remember once, I'm an astrologer, and I had done a reading, and I knew the lady was headed for trouble, and I was distressed because I got attached to, you know, I have to let it go. So I went outside and laid on the ground. And it just, all that energy just discharged right into the earth, and I felt so much better. So being grounded is really wonderful. How can you ground? You can make little devices, little grounding devices. You can have like a mat that you put your feet on if you're at the computer. And it could be some kind of a metal screen or something like that. And then you get a little alligator clip. You know those little alligator clips that you can buy at the electronics store? And you hook it to an extension cord that you cut the end off, and you just put tape over the wire there. And you plug that into a, you don't need all three of the plug pieces on it. You know, you don't need the little one or the big one. You just only need the ground wire, that round ground wire. You plug that ground wire into your grounded socket. And then when you put your foot on this, or you sleep on something like a mat like that, you're grounded. And so when you're grounded, all that energy just goes right into the ground. It's not, you're not on vibrating. It's not shocking you. It's not affecting you. But the you can also do this with these devices. With your splitters, now this is giving in this direction, it's giving negative ions. And then from the back side, it's giving positive. So we really don't want to send out positive ions to the world, do we? No. Because somebody is going to have to feed those positive ions. So you can ground them out too. You can actually find a way, you can ground them out by putting, if your ground is 1 foot away, then the aluminum foil would be 1 foot, 1 foot large, and that has to be alligator clipped and put into a socket, plugged into a socket, a ground socket. If you don't have, see, I've discovered our office is not grounded, so we can't do this until we get our place grounded. India's in like this too. You know, I've been in many houses in the United States, they're not grounded, and then we grounded everything. So, you know, it is something that's worth doing, even though people think it's, if you get an electronic meter, you can literally measure the energy. If you put your finger on the meter and you're in an ungrounded environment where all this electronic gizmos are filling you full of their radiation, it'll read a big charge off of you. Like up to 12, I've seen up to 12, because I've actually watched this, you know, them measure it. And then you stand on the ground, zero. It's quite nice. It's measurable. And that's the thing about this material creation. Everything is math. Even computers are just 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1. Lots of zeros and ones, you know. Positive, negative, lots of positives and negatives. And they're just being arranged in so many different ways. And we just have to know how to stay healthy in the arrangement and how to choose a good association. And people sometimes think, oh, it's a whole lot of work. It isn't actually, compared to getting sick. Once you've gotten sick, you realize, maybe it isn't that much work to just ground my situation, create grounds for my workstation, maybe around where I sleep. I have the wire factory right in back of me, and they're burning at 4 o'clock every afternoon. I don't have a whole lot of guilt about sending things back to them. Sorry. Maybe I should, but they're sending an awful lot of pollution and horrible stuff in my direction every day. It's right next door. And, you know, I've seen the ash and I see the wired stuff wafting through the air. So I just have these devices. I have three of them in my window, just right where I sleep. One for my deities. The other thing that this pyramid energy is interesting, you can put one of these devices under a pyramid and it amplifies it. It amplifies the negative ions, it directs it. I also have pyramids under my bed. Of course, I've done this for a long time. You know, I've been sleeping under pyramids in the 70s, so it's not a new thing for me. So pyramid energy literally does direct and amplify. It's very Lakshmi Yantra-ish. No, and if it's like you have the in Vastu Shastra, in the Brahmastan, you have the configuration of yantras right in the middle of your house, and on top of it a pyramid. Why? It's inviting the positive energies of the planets that are all the agents of Vishnu. They're all Das Avatar agents. So we have to think of everything in relation to Krishna, the yantra, the mantra, you know, and how we can shield and protect ourselves and ground ourselves out. You know, the yantras and the mantras, I mean, really, the more I learn about astrology, the more I understand that Srila Prabhupada gave us a life that is completely and totally full of remedies. From morning till night, everything is science. We get up in the most opportune moment to sing and dance to glorify Krishna. When, you know, it's basically the Mongol Arctic is like, it's like the springtime of the day. And then, yes, and then, yes, and Sundar Arctic is like the fall of every single day. Every day has all the seasons within it. And so we are celebrating the glories of the Lord in those seasons of each and every single day. It's just a beautiful thing. You know, Prabhupada scientifically taught us how exactly that we can maximize our Krishna consciousness according to timings, directions, mantra. We chant, we get purified. I mean, if someone's having a difficult time in terms of their horoscope, I mean, we're already doing so much. You know, he gave us vrats on the special times of Ekadasi and the full moon and the new moon. Everything is science. There's nothing is not scientific about this process. It's complete science. So to be conscious of the science in our lives so that we can live a satsang, healthy, happy life glorifying Krishna is just common sense. It's just common sense. So we have to shield ourselves from bad association, ground ourselves out if we've gotten into any, so Mother Earth can take away the negativity from us. She is our mother. She's so special. We really need her. We need to really offer some real honor to, you know, to all of our mothers, seven mothers. Any other questions? Well, that's been a problem. Every time I've taught a class, I've asked a person to get it. So the 18 gauge wire, from what I understand, is underground sprinkler system wire. So I'm not sure about getting that here. 18 gauge copper wire apparently is available where they're putting in sprinkler systems. So we'll have to look that up. Anything. Here in India, they manufacture everything. Everything is available. Everything. Oh, if there's somebody that you really, really like and that you don't really want to go into a huge explanation about the whole thing, when they're not looking, you can tape one in back of one of the pictures in their house. You know, just auspiciously plant a device that brings in lots of negative ions. Just also yantras, I found one on the internet. I don't know what yantra it is, but it's just sacred geometry. They're giving away these free patterns. If anybody wants, I can, if you want to sign, I can send you a free copy of that. You can print it and put it up places. You know, it's sound therapy, geometric therapy. You know, these are all Prabhupada's solutions. Charging your water, charging your food.
You know, you can buy these
Rasviharilal has these Vastu Yantras. Yeah, there's a really good book on Vastu by Marcus Shmeki Gadadhar Pandit, and he's one of our devotees. And I got the yantras from, I think it was Jayadev. He's a practitioner of Vastu, and he put them on the Mahamarma points of the house. They're special points on the directions of the house. I mean, like during vrats, you know, like Narayana Kavacha, Nisringa Kavacha, Maha Mantra, you know, that it's like nothing can really hurt us, but it's just the moments, you know, there are moments when we're vulnerable, of course. Yes, your brother-in-law. Yeah. The Himalayan salt lamps, it would be nice for somebody to source them out for us so we could maybe get a good deal on it. Maybe we could get a bunch and sell them cheap, you know, amongst devotees. We were just discussing recently about Van Ashram Dharma, and we really need to figure out everything we need and figure out who amongst the devotees is going to be the supplier of that thing and just make it simple amongst ourselves, because there is only so many things that we need as devotees, and we ourselves should be able to be the supplier of those things so that we support the devotee community. You know, I was just saying, like, we have one of the things that we would like to do is different devotees that are getting ready to become householders, you know, maybe we could identify the business that we could plug them into, and they could be the electronic supplier or the grain supplier, or we really do need to start thinking from a Varn Ashram perspective. Okay, he's asking about the grounding mat. Now, the grounding mat I was talking about that you put your feet on, that should be a metallic but not aluminum for to ground yourself. They have some screen or netting that's metal, like steel, a conductive metal screen or mat like that. But to dissipate the positive ions, even aluminum foil, grounded aluminum foil will work, but to actually ground yourself from static electricity, you need a con-